Walt Disney once said, "You can dream, create, design, and build the most wonderful place in the world, but it requires people to make that dream a reality." While countless books analyze Disney's creative genius, few explore the revolutionary system that trains the people who bring this magic to life. When management guru Tom Peters visited Disneyland in the 1980s, he was so impressed by the consistent excellence that he declared, "I'd rather be Mickey Mouse than AT&T." Behind this excellence stood Van France, a little-known educator who created an approach to employee development that has influenced customer service standards globally for over six decades. In 1955, as Disneyland's opening day loomed just months away, Walt recognized he needed not just brilliant creative minds designing the physical park, but a human architect to shape the people delivering the experience. Enter Van France, whose unconventional educational philosophy would transform corporate training forever. Van France rejected traditional corporate training to create something that would capture both minds and hearts. Working with Dick Nunes, future chairman of Walt Disney Attractions, he established four defining principles: innovation that challenged conventional training methods, unwavering organizational support from Walt down through management, education tailored specifically to Disney's unique needs to create Disneylanders focused on producing happiness, and entertainment as a cornerstone of all training, proving that laughter is not the enemy of learning. These principles became the company's DNA. New cast members, Disney's term for employees, learn they're joining a show, not just getting a job. They discover the critical distinction between onstage areas, visible to guests, and backstage areas, employee-only spaces, understanding that what happens backstage ends up onstage. This theatrical framework transforms mundane tasks into meaningful performances. The genius lies in its simplicity. Take care of the cast members will take care of the guests, and the business will take care of itself. Walt Disney demanded perfection in both technical aspects and emotional experiences. The Snow White can never have a bad day philosophy demonstrates that technical excellence must be matched by flawless human interactions. Technical training ensures operational safety, while soft skills training guarantees every interaction enhances the magical experience. Cast members understand that Disneyland is a star in itself with no room for individual egos. Everyone plays multiple roles in creating the guest experience. The grumpy Snow White story shows how one disengaged employee can ruin everything. Walt insisted, "This has only been a kind of dress rehearsal, and we're just getting started," rejecting complacency even after years of success. Surprisingly, guest surveys revealed the most valued aspects of Disney experiences weren't famous characters or cutting-edge attractions. They were kindness, cleanliness, and safety. These fundamentals, executed consistently with genuine care, form the foundation for Disney magic. The combination of technical competence and genuine warmth creates Disney's competitive distinction. Flawlessly working attractions and characters who always have a good day. Van France, following Walt's example, regularly walked through Disneyland with his camera, creating opportunities to interact with guests and cast members. He moved between public and backstage areas, conversing with everyone from families to kitchen staff. His badge, camera, and smile help people share honest opinions. This practice exemplifies Disney's commitment to understanding both data, operational metrics, and feelings, emotional experiences that create the complete guest experience. When Disneyland faced challenges after 7 years, Van identified gaps between orientation ideals and workplace realities, departmental frictions, and leadership styles that frustrated younger employees. This approach continues today, with executives regularly spending time in the trenches. Michael Eisner, when CEO, worked frontline positions to understand the guest experience firsthand. This practice ensures leadership decisions remain grounded in operational realities rather than boardroom theories. Disney's art and science approach balances metrics for scientific foundation with direct human connection for the artistic understanding needed to create magical experiences. Van France elevated employees by creating revolutionary language that dignified all jobs, guests, not customers, hosts and cast members instead of employees, costumes, not uniforms, and audience rather than crowds. This vocabulary, paired with strong organizational values, instilled pride in traditionally mundane roles. This culture of respect empowers cast members at all levels to solve problems, like when a street sweeper consoles a child who spills popcorn by offering new ones, creating magical moments. By reframing everyday business concepts in theatrical terms, Disney transforms routine transactions into meaningful interactions. A janitor becomes a custodial host, responsible for creating an environment where magic thrives. Van emphasized that hiring was fundamental to quality, insisting they needed the right people who understood the job realities before investing in training. Disney's culture stands on respect for people, reflecting Walt's core belief. You can dream, create, design, and build the most wonderful place in the world, but to make that dream come true, you need people. The cast member canoe races exemplify Disney's work hard, play hard philosophy. This tradition brings together employees rowing around Tom Sawyer Island before dawn. Participants find it exhausting, but invaluable. You wonder why the hell you do it, but you wouldn't have missed it for anything. This culture of valuing play has deep roots. When Van visited Disney Studios, he saw employees playing ping pong, volleyball, and relaxing on the lawn. Even the 1943 employee manual used humor and caricatures for policies. Van brought this culture to Disneyland by creating the Recreation Club and publications like Backstage Disneyland. Today, activities like Minnie's Moonlight Madness, a nighttime competition where teams answer Disney questions while tied together, continue educating while entertaining. As Walt said, "Why should we grow up? That's the real problem with the world. Too many people grow up." This integration of work and play creates a culture where fun isn't separate from professional excellence, but integral to it. By encouraging playfulness, Disney fosters an environment where innovation thrives and employees remain engaged during challenges. Van France believed managers and owners could come and go, but Walt's dream would last forever. Disney University has evolved globally while preserving Walt's vision. Perfection was never the goal. Van's initial programs weren't flawless, and the university has faced numerous challenges throughout its history. Its adaptability has been key to its continued relevance. The principles Van established, innovation, organizational support, valued education, and entertainment, remain as powerful today as in 1955. When organizations face declining morale or customer satisfaction, they often turn to technological solutions or restructuring. Disney's approach reminds us that genuine excellence begins with people who understand their purpose and feel valued. The true magic of Disney University lies in its unwavering commitment to the human element of business. In an era dominated by automation and AI, Disney's focus on genuine human connection offers a timeless reminder. Technology changes, but the fundamental desire for meaningful experiences remains constant. The happiest places are those where people feel part of something magical, meaningful, and larger than themselves.